All right, welcome to our second embodiment exercise today. I'm looking forward to leading another one of these. We just had a few technical issues, but we're all set up and ready to go now. Thank you to the women who are here with me live. Just want to keep an eye on participants in case people come in as I'm getting started. All right, so we want to get set up in a nice space for this activity. I am in my little office. I've got my sheepskin rug. I've got my comfy clothes on. You might like to have some candles going or just some nice things that make your space feel really delicious and soothing to you. In this exercise today, so in the exercise I led last weekend, I was taking you more through practices to really come into your body and feel the different sensations of your body and use movement to connect in and just feel that beautiful embodied feeling. And we're going to do a little bit of that today, but what I'm going to be working with you is becoming magnetic to what you desire. And I want to take you through a little exercise of aligning your energy with what you want and actually becoming aware of your energy and how you're feeling. And then tuning into the energy and frequency of your desire and aligning yourself with that. So that's what today's exercise is going to be about. So to come into this exercise, what I would love you to do is bring to mind something that you currently desire, something your heart is yearning to experience or create or manifest. And we've talked about this through the whole program already, whether it's a specific area, a specific desire, you know, that you've been thinking about for a while and wanting for a while, and you, you know, are really clear that that's what you want. Or perhaps it is a vision you have for, you know, this is how it appears for me at the moment, for how I want each area of my life to be and to look within the next year or in the future. So what we're going to do is I want you to bring that to mind as we're getting started. And we'll tune into it deeper, but just bring it to mind as a starting point. And let's get grounded and settled into our space, because obviously I've had a few little technical things that have pulled my energy out of it and I want to bring it back in. So just beginning to bring your awareness to your breath. You can start to close down your eyes if you want to. And just start to bring awareness to your breath, moving in and out of your body. With the exhale, maybe doing a little sigh, which is what I feel to do. And really deepening that inhale so it comes all the way down and you feel it fill up into your belly as you breathe in. I even like to put my hand on a part of my body that I'm wanting to anchor into, maybe my belly, maybe even my hips. It's sometimes nice to breathe into that space. And really beginning with every breath to feel yourself dropping down. So, you know, I was really in my head just as we started, and the head energy pulls us up. We want to bring our awareness down. So we're bringing our awareness right down into our base chakra as we're breathing, into the feeling of your bottom, your sit bones, your hips, touching whatever surface you're sitting on, feeling that connection, and feeling an expansion through your hips and your lower belly as you breathe and there's a couple more breaths there. If you want to put a little bit of movement in, it just helps me really ground down into my hips when I put some movement in there. Beautiful. And now bringing one hand to your heart. And it's up to you if you want to leave your second hand maybe on upturned on your knee, or if you want to place it on your belly. That can feel very anchoring. Whatever you feel, could be two hands on the heart even. And start to breathe into your heart space and become aware of the energy behind your hand. The space behind your hand. And starting to connect in with your desire from your heart. Start to bring to mind what it is you're wanting to create or experience. And as you're breathing into your heart, begin to feel it. Begin to feel the feelings of your desire and feel your desire for what it is what you want. Maybe beginning to bring to mind images of what it would look like to be living this desire, living in this reality, having what you want. Having it be here now as part of your reality. What would that be like? And feel the energy of your heart getting activated as you tap into that and you begin to feel the feelings of it. And feel the feelings of having it and experiencing it. And just notice those sort of key feelings that feel associated with this desire. Is it happiness, joy? Is it love? Is it freedom? Is it ease and flow? Is it wholeness and fullness? What are the feelings that come along with the having of this desire? Beautiful. Stay with that. And I'm going to play a song now. And as I play this song, we're just going to move for 5 minutes as the song plays, moving your body as we did in the first exercise. And I'm going to be doing it sitting down and rolling and moving my hands and my hips and my shoulders. But you can stand up if you want to. And as you're doing this movement, I want you to stay connected to your desire. So you're staying in the images, the things you're seeing around what it would be like to have this and experience it, and stay in the feelings of it. And as you're moving your body, you're actually amplifying and intensifying the feelings that are associated with that desire, whether it's like happiness and fulfillment and completeness and love and expansion. And lightness, whatever comes along with it. And I want you to bring those qualities with you through the movement and stay connected to the feeling of your desire as you move your body. Yeah, so you're circulating that through your body. And the song that I'm going to be playing is a song that someone had mentioned in the Facebook group that they were loving, and it reminded me because I used to love this song too. So I'm going to play India Ari Video and that is the song we're going to move to. I'm going to play it through my computer this time because last week I tried to play it through a speaker and the audio clicked in and out a little, so I think it will come through better through my computer. So as the song plays, it's a 4-minute song actually. We're just going to spend the next 4 minutes just move your body how you feel and connecting in to the joy and the experience of having what it is that you desire and feeling it in your body. All right, let's go.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul. I'm the average girl from your video, and I can't feel like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am queen. I'm not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be in the army. When I look in the mirror, the only one there is me. Every freckle on my face is where it's supposed to be. And I know my creator didn't make no mistakes on me. My feet, my thighs, my lips, my eyes, and love and what I see. I'm not the average girl from your video, and I can't feel like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am queen. I'm not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be in the army. And my last of a lady if I don't wear pantyhose. My mama said a lady ain't what she was, but what she knows. But I've drawn the conclusion, it's all an illusion. Confusion's the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's gotta change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying long. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson. I will sit here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your soul on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything's gonna be alright. I'm the average girl from your video. And I can't feel like a supermodel. But I need to love myself unconditionally because I am a queen. Not the average girl from your video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be in the army. Keep your fancy drinks and your expensive minks. I don't need that to have a good time. Keep your expensive car and your caviar. All I need is my guitar. Keep your crystal and your pistol. I'd rather have it pretty piece of crystal. Don't need your silicone. I prefer my own. What God gave me is just fine. Oh, I'm the average girl from the video. But I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am a queen. Not the average girl from the video. My worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm wearing, I will always be in the army. Not the average girl from the video. And I ain't feeling like a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am.
Closing down your eyes and putting your hand on your heart. And really connecting in with what you feel in your body. Feeling the energy that was just activated and moved through you. See if you can really bring your awareness in and begin to feel the energy within your body. It may feel like a little buzzing sensation, a tingling sensation. You might feel energy just gently moving inside your body. And now place your hands, palms up on your knees and become aware of the energy in the palm of your hands. Can you feel that gentle buzzing or tingling sensation in the palm of your hands? Feel the energy there. And notice how that energy exists in your entire body. Because your body is vibrating energy. And just feel that. Just notice this vibrating energy inside your body that makes up your whole body. And feel the frequency that it's vibrating at. Can you feel its movement? And come back to those feelings that you identified that your desire feels like. Or maybe even just identify a couple of feelings you really want to feel more of. More happiness, more lightness, more love, more passion, more freedom, more ease. And what would it feel like to have the energy in your body vibrating at that frequency? Vibrating at the frequency of happiness, the frequency of love, the frequency of lightness. I want you to imagine every little cell in your body is filling up with the frequency of that energy you want to feel. Visualize every tiny cell is filling up the energetic frequency of love or light or happiness or abundance or expansion, whatever you want to feel. And begin to just adjust your body gently to open up to take more of that posture of how you would hold your body in that frequency. Would you have a gentle smile? Would your shoulders be back? Your throat open? The front of your body relaxed and surrendered. And just feel yourself transmitting that frequency, that beautiful, delicious frequency that you want to radiate. And feel your magnetism as you radiate that frequency. And imagine it's radiating off you like an aura. So you might imagine surrounding the outskirts of your body is this beautiful aura. And see if a color comes to mind of what color that aura is. Mine is golden today. And And so all of that energy in your body that you can feel is now radiating off you, like this beautiful aura and this beautiful color, radiating from your body, sending out this beautiful frequency to the universe of who you desire to be, how you desire to feel, and the message you want to communicate to life. Beautiful. And now I want you to imagine your desire, the desire you want to call into your reality, that it also has an energetic frequency. And you imagine having it and what it would feel like to have it. That is the frequency of that desire energetically. And I want you to imagine you can wrap your desire up in a ball of energy, almost like if you were to put the culmination of that desire, what it looks like and what it would feel like, into a bubble or a ball wrapped up. And you can see that it's radiating a frequency too. And now imagine with where you're sitting, you bring in this ball or this bubble to sit right in front of you. So right in front of you is this ball or bubble that contains the culmination of your desire. And feel the frequency of this as you call it in, to let it sit in front of you. And just notice how you feel and how your body responds as you sit with the energy of what you want. The relationship you want, the home you want, the career or business you desire, the family you desire, the money or the lifestyle, the health, whatever it is that you're envisioning. Bring it right in to sit in front of you and notice how your body responds to it. Right now for me personally, I feel pure alignment. I feel this real connection from my heart. My body feels soft and open to and receptive to the frequency of what I want to call in. I feel like I can handle it. But just notice if anything comes up, if there is resistance, discomfort, unworthiness, doubt, just notice what's present. And as you feel the frequency of your desire and what it would feel like to have it, I just keep smiling when I connect with mine. Imagine you can adjust the frequency of your body to now come into pure alignment with what you want. So if your desire holds a frequency of love or abundance or complete fulfillment or total peace, see if you can bring that frequency into your body just through breath and intention. So that you can feel a pure alignment with what you desire. And just take a few moments just to breathe that in. Staying with that. Noticing if there's anything you need to adjust or clear in order to be in full alignment. And I'm just going to play one more song as we just fully breathe into that connection and that alignment with what you desire. Beautiful. Just keeping your eyes closed. And feeling that beautiful energy in your body and everything that you experience through that connection. Now knowing what the frequency of your desire feels like and how to work with it and make it familiar to your body and how to shift and change your energy and your aura to be magnetic to it. And as you're sitting in this space, just feel into if there's any inner guidance for you present around your desire. Anything your heart or intuition are telling you about it. Any guidance on how to bring it to life. And just know that if you could really feel your desire through that exercise, that energetically it's already done. It already exists. And it's just a matter of divine timing before it pops into your reality. All right, my loves. I feel super tingly and aligned and magical after that. Give me a couple of words in the chat box to let me know how you're feeling. What's a word or two to share how you're feeling after that exercise? I would love to know. That has set me up beautifully for my day. Radiating, Charlotte. Love it. I feel that way as well. So beautiful. As you create that radiant energy within you, it's so magnetic. Tingly feeling. I feel that as well. I feel like bubbles of like fizzy drink are inside my body. I feel really tingly and radiant too. So you women have described it perfectly. Thank you for being here with me live for that experience. I'm glad we got our connection looking good. I hope that has set you up beautifully for your day. And I'm feeling so beautiful after that. All right, my loves, wishing you a beautiful day ahead. Thank you, Charlotte, my pleasure. Thank you, Sophie, my pleasure too. Thank you for being here. We have our group coaching call happening tomorrow, which is Monday at 9 a.m. If you have any questions that you want me to cover for you, email them through to me this weekend so I can prep for that call and get your questions answered. Sending you all lots of love. Thank you for being here. And I will see you in our live coaching call. Did I say tomorrow? On Monday is what I meant to say. You thought today was Sunday. Our call is on Monday, just to clarify. Lots of love, everyone. And I will see you in our Facebook group and see you on our group coaching call.